Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Richie Ashburn. Batting second. The shortstop, Elio Chacon. Batting third. The third baseman, Cliff Cook. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Marv Thornberry. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Charlie Neal. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moorhead. Pitching for the New York Mets, Bob Moorhead. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Hubbs. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, George Altman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Lou Brock. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Bertel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Andre Rogers. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Buell. And now, play ball. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Buell fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Chacon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Chacon moves to second. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks throws towards second. Hubbs fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hubbs. Chacon scores. Thomas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Mets. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Neal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 0 strikes. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hickman. Santo reaches second base with a double. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hubbs strikes out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. George Altman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Altman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ashburn who is chasing the ball. Altman reaches third base with a triple. Santo scores. Williams goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Cubs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Banks strikes out. 2 outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Moorhead batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Moorhead takes first base on ball 4. Hickman moves to second. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ashburn is 0 for 1 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubs fields it and throws to second for the out. Hickman moves to third. Two outs. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Chacon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chacon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Chacon reaches second base with a double. Hickman scores. Ashburn moves to third. It's Mets, 2, Cubs, 2. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Cook is 0 for 1 in the game. Cook strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Bertel hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bertel moves to third. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Buell strikes out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hubbs is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbs hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Bertel scores. Rogers moves to third. Hubbs moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Willard Hunter now pitching. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Williams is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Altman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bertel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Thronberry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thronberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Thronberry hits a fly ball into right field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Neal is 0 for 1 in the game. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bertel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bertel hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Thomas. Bertel reaches second base with a double. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Rogers is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rogers is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets too. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hickman is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Hunter strikes out. Two outs. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Ashburn is 0-2 in the game. Ashburn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Buell is 0-1 in the game. Buell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Santo is 1-2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hubbs is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Chacon is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Chacon hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Cook is 0-2 in the game. Cook hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Thornberry is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Thornberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cook moves to third. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Neal is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Neal takes first base on ball 4. Thornberry moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Taylor is 0-2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cook scores. Thornberry scores. Neal moves to third. It's 4-3, Mets. Barney Schultz now pitching. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hickman is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, Hickman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Neal scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 5-3, Mets. Willard Hunter is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Hunter is 0-1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schultz fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Williams is 0-0 in the game. With two walks, Williams hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Altman is 1-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Altman strikes out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 0-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to second for the out. two outs. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Brock is 0-2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Ashburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ashburn is 0-3 in the game. Ashburn hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elio Chacon is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Chacon is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Chacon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Cook is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, Mets. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thomas is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogers fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marv Thornberry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Thornberry is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Thornberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Dave Girard now pitching. Charlie Neal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Neal is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Neal takes first base on ball 4. Thornberry moves to second. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Taylor is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Taylor is hit by the pitch. Thomas scores. Thornberry moves to third. Neal moves to second. It's 7-3, Mets. Jim Hickman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hickman is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Girard fields it and throws to home to get Thornberry. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Bertel is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Bertel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Rogers is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Girard is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Girard takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Santo is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Willard Hunter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hunter is 0-2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ashburn is 0-4 in the game. Ashburn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunter moves to second. Elio Chacon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Chacon is 2-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Chacon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunter moves to third. Ashburn moves to second. Tony Balsamo now pitching. Cliff Cook is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cook is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cook strikes out. 1 out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thomas hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Hunter scores. Ashburn scores. Chacon moves to third. It's 9-3, Mets. Marv Thornberry is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Thornberry is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Thornberry hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Chacon tags and scores. Thomas tags and moves to third. 2 outs. It's 10-3, Mets. Charlie Neal is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Neal is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Neal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hub scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Hubbs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thornberry scoops it up and throws to first, with Hunter covering, for the out. 2 outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cook fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Altman moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Brock is 0-for-3 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Altman scores. Banks moves to second. It's 10-4, Mets. Dick Bertel is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Bertel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bertel hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Banks scores. Brock moves to second. It's 10-5, Mets. Andre Rogers is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Rogers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cubs 5. The Mets will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 3 RBIs. Taylor hits a fly ball into center field. Brock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hickman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Willard Hunter is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hunter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim McKnight pinch hits for Tony Balsamo. Rod Cannell now playing third base. Joe Christopher now playing left field. Gil Hodges now playing first. Jim McKnight is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McKnight takes first base on ball 4. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Santo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Santo strikes out. One out. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hubbs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Neil fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hubbs moves to second. George Altman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Altman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Altman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hubbs scores. Williams moves to second. It's 10-6, Mets. Dave Hillman now pitching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Neil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Cubs 6. The Mets will come to bat. Don Elston now pitching. Richie Ashburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Ashburn is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Ashburn hits a line drive towards short. Rogers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elio Chacon batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Chacon is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Chacon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rod Cannell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Cannell bunts towards third. Santo throws towards second. Hubbs fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hubbs. Santo fumbles the ball. That's an error on Santo. Chacon goes all the way around to score. Cannell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 11-6, Mets. Joe Christopher is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Christopher hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Hodges is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Cubs 6. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brock is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brock hits a fly ball into left field. Christopher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Landrum pinch hits for Dick Bertel. Don Landrum is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Landrum hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Will pinch hits for Andre Rogers. Bob Will is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Will takes first base on ball 4. Landrum moves to second. Alex Gramas pinch hits for Don Elston. Alex Gramas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gramas strikes out. Two outs. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Landrum moves to third. Will moves to second. Ken Hubbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hubbs is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chacon fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 11, and Chicago Cubs, 6. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.